First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Zach Snow learned a lesson or two about friendship for all of us.
Friendship is a complicated thing. I should know. I've had at least 12 during my time on this planet and have grown apart in some way from nearly all except possibly one. Never thought about how complex the matter was, however, until I met a teen that we'll call Jonas. He was all the things a friend shouldn't be. Loud, obsessive, demanding, and only ever talking about his interests in video games, specifically games like Fortnite and Halo. Still, I was taught to be kind and accepting towards all people, and Jonas was no different. He, like everyone else, was still worthy of kindness and affection. And being a good friend was about being accepting of others' quirks. However, my tolerance was tested vigorously by Jonas' tendencies, including when he pushed me to grab a ton of food for an outing, flaked out on several occasions, and complained at nearly every opportunity. After a break for a couple of years, I told someone else how I felt about him, and he found out. His last words to me are, "I just think you need to stop blaming your problems on other people." So is friendship about being kind to someone just because that's what friends do? Not necessarily. If you're currently in a relationship with someone that feels one-sided and only one person talking and not listening, the best thing you can do is get out while you still can.
Zachariah Andrew Snow, is a student of Rachel Goodman's Cabrillo Writing Class. If you would like to share your opinion or stories, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.